This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast that is all about amazing things happening in Rhode Island.
That's
voted
right.
Best of Rhode Island for 2018-2019. The OG of wicked good stuff here in the 401. Wicked Roadie.
That's right.
Mary, I have an update.
Tell me.
Last week, where we last left our heroes, we were trying to figure out what they do with those big pumpkins.
Yes.
That they did the way off over there at Farish Farm. And, well, I did a little bit of researching.
Thank you.
By that, I mean, I just asked my dad.
Thank you.
And his reaction was, I think they smash them.
Oh.
Just kind of let them rot. Oh. Sure enough, they bring a crane into Farish Farm.
Yeah.
And they hoist them up a couple 50, 60, 70 feet. And drop it, and then people can go and get the seeds.
It's like a grown-up pumpkin piñata.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. I guarantee you that 90% of the seeds that were picked up, they didn't make it home. And if they did, chances are they made it home via underneath the seat or in the wedge,
yes.
Like in that little impossible to grab Narnia area between your seat and the center console.
Oh, it's so gross in there. It's so gross in there.
Not happening. But that is that's the official word.
It's pretty cool.
And so I wanted to bring you that update. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, our good friends over at Academy Players in Rhode Island, Academy Players Rhode Island, they have Mamma Mia coming up in November, And if you want to see an amazing play, an amazing group of wonderfully talented theater folk, actors, actresses, cast, crew, the whole nine yards, get the tickets now because it will sell out.
Yes.
Their plays there sell out. Mamma Mia is very popular. They have a wonderful talent for singing, a wonderful knack for singing over there at Academy Players, and they get excellent vocalists, excellent people involved. So check that out. I didn't put it in the broadcast, just in the lineup, simply because it's not this week or next week. But I didn't want people to miss out because we love our friends and folks over there at Academy Players that do wonderful work. So we got that just to pass that along. I would say that's a play that's okay for kids. No?
You know, the thing, I mean, there's definitely, I mean, the whole plot is that the woman doesn't know which of the three men that she slept with is the parent of her daughter. So
this probably isn't a good one for kids. It might be a great date night. I don't know.
But
I just know the song.
The songs are so fun. Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, it's like that plotline part goes right over their heads. This is a musical that a lot of kids do like. It's not like there's anything gratuitous that is shown. As I said, the part that we adults would understand and we'd say, wow, look at you. That's a choice, you know.
So if you choose to take the kids, you might have to explain some things on the way home. That's okay. That's fine.
Yep.
You know?
There you go. But the music is amazing and liked by people of all ages. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
You're
so
welcome.
Thank you for bringing us all up to speed. Don't let me babysit. It's amazing that the state has trusted me with a child. You're tuned in while you're on the road, folks, working, getting errands done. Just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on a website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
So, Ben, you've got something that is very G-rated coming on at the zoo for your wicked interesting pick.
Yes, you won't have to explain anything to your children because they'll just be having a great time as they go check out the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. This year, it is just, it's something, something truly to behold. They've done a wonderful job yet again, and it's every night. Now, here's the thing. There's different ways to approach the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular.
Yeah.
For those who don't know what it is, it's essentially, you know, a couple, you know, a couple thousand, maybe, you know, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 10,000 carved pumpkins along a trail. Masterfully carved pumpkins that are very, there are some that are very, very intricately carved. So you go through the zoo at night, and it's really cool because it's through the wetlands trail. They have music, they have lights. It's just, it's awesome. But this thing has grown over the years, and now the best thing you can do is to pre-plan your visit by going online, getting your tickets. So you, when you get there, you can just go right up and you're all set to go. You can schedule times. They have VIP parking now available. There are just, it's wonderful. They got food. It's presented by Citizens Bank. Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, always big, big supporters. And they've got a wonderful display of pumpkins this year that just, it'll knock your socks off. And this is single-handedly the largest fundraiser for the zoo.
Yes.
So when you go, you're entertaining family and friends, but you're also supporting the amazing work they do over there at the Roger Williams Park Zoo.
You know, you can't beat it. And like you said, it has gotten so much more popular. We were driving from Providence to Cranston last weekend, and I was surprised at how much traffic there was trying to get off at a couple of the exits where those cities meet. And it wasn't until we were passing by the zoo that I understood. So do you have any tips for someone who has not been to the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, but they want to go? Are there like better days or times that you would recommend?
Earlier in the week, especially next week, is probably your best shot. Okay, the weekends are just flat out craziness over there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can go earlier in the week, great. You want to know the best night to go?
Tell me.
Halloween night or November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, because
really?
It goes right on through November 3rd. Those are the best nights to go. There's certainly a reduced crowd at that point, and it's still as amazing as it is tonight as it was in the first night. So it just, you got to check it out. It really is a feast for the senses. And by the way, lots of food there. Lots of delicious food. Come hungry, folks.
Exactly.
You're not going to want to miss that. So it is the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. That is our wicked pick, not only for the week, but for the month, I guess. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, our wicked interesting pick it's great. So go check that out. The Roger Williams Park Zoo Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular.
You know, as you're talking about all of these things that are going on, and it's autumnal and talking about the food, I came across a really fun event that's taking place this Saturday from 3 until 9. It's the Providence Hard Cider and Donut Fest. So if you're someone who, when you have your adult beverage, you prefer to be more of the sweeter side, you know, cider, of course, is perfect this time of year. You're going to be able to check this out. It's taking place at the Arcade in Providence, and there's going to be 11 bars and restaurants, premium hard cider, and get this, 2,000 donuts.
Whoa.
Right?
That's a lot of donuts.
That is a lot of donuts. So it's just a, you know, very different event, but perfect for this time of year. And if you're someone like me who likes to go out with friends but doesn't want to be staying out very late, this is like perfect, 3 to 9 p.m. Can't beat that time frame.
That's really good. So that is happening
Saturday.
Saturday. What? Yeah. But where is it?
At
where
the Arcade in Providence. And you do want to purchase your tickets online. So we will have a link to this through our website. It is hosted by this event planning group called Wicked Events. It's pretty easy to remember because we're Wicked Roadie. But it's hosted at the Arcade in Providence.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. Hocus Pocus in the Park, ladies and gentlemen, happening on Friday, October 18th, from 7:15 to 10:15. This, of course, happening at the Loof Carousel in Riverside. They do these movies in the park, which is always just a great time. You can join them for the showing of Hocus Pocus, which is sponsored by... I tried to merge the word presented and sponsored.
I like that,
way.
Yeah. A little hybrid.
The Riverside Renaissance Movement. You know what it is, folks? I've been doing early morning radio this week,
mm-hmm.
and it's...
It's catching
We're
up.
We're doing fine. We're doing well. We're doing great. You want to come early, though, folks. Come early for the trunk or treat. you want to bring a blanket, a lawn chair, bug spray, and it's just going to be a wonderful movie under the stars. There will be closed captioning subtitles available for this. Mm-hmm. So you know, for those who may be concerned about that. But look, this is just, they do such wonderful work over there at the Louvre Carousel. They always have a good time there. And you want to get the mileage out of your child's costume.
Yeah.
Let them wear the costume.
Perfect. Perfect.
There's another opportunity right there. So, you know, it will make you justify all that money you spent in time.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. Hocus Pocus in the Park. What do you got?
Saturday night from 5 till 9 is the annual Steel Yard Iron Pour. This year is called, the theme is Odyssey, the Odyssey. There's going to be live music, DJs, fire dancers, those living statues that we all know have really come to love here in the Ocean State. So
1031 Productions.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, they're so mesmerizing. And I love when you just pop up because you forget that it is actually a human inside of those living statues, right? It's crazy. So yeah, these fire dancers are going to be there, costume characters, stuntmen, all different types of people, really making sure this is going to be a thrilling event at the pour. A lot of the artists, the Yardy artists, are going to be there selling their ceramics and jewelry. So not only can you be there to see this really one-of-a-kind event that takes place, but you could do a little shopping, lots of things to food and drink. Revival Brewery is going to be there, Down East Cider. Of course, those, you know, you need to be 21 plus to drink, but you can actually bring your family to this event. So all ages can attend this event. Lots of different food. But if you've never been to the Halloween Iron Pour, it's almost too difficult to describe. It's just, it's art, it's music, there's fire, there's literally molten iron being poured. It's unbelievable.
It's a really cool, you know, just this total, you know, industrial kind of look. Gotta go see that in person. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, for sure. Mary, this is a different one. We've really never highlighted this too much, but Construction Camporee, which is being put on by the Narragansett Council of Boy Scouts of America. It's a day event. There's no overnight camping. And this is for Boy Scouts and Venture Crews youth and adults and Wiblos attending with a Boy Scout unit. They're welcome as well. You ever wonder what you can create with duct tape?
You know, I do frequently wonder if I can do magical things with duct tape. I don't try
it. You can do a lot of different things. And at this camporee, which will be taking place at Camp Champlin, which is on Scituate Ave in Cranston, you can earn a merit badge, the engineering merit badge, and help build a duct tape bridge. So it's...
What? It's a duct tape bridge.
Yep. A bridge out of duct tape. Each troop's bridge will be judged for sturdiness, creativity, and how far one person can walk across before it collapses.
Amazing.
So, you know, you'll be essentially striving to be the king of the duct tape. But this is pretty cool because it's a hands-on opportunity to work with your troop and patrol. You can meet other troops. It's a very cool project. I mean, who doesn't love working with duct tape? And if you want to register online, we'll have the links for you. Units are responsible for providing your own meals to your scouts. But this is, again, it's taking place on Saturday. Check-in from 7 to 8:30. Program starts at 9, awards at 4:30, and it ends at 5. So it's going to be a fun day of duct tape and just really cool stuff. When I was going through the different events and the icon popped out, just a roll of duct tape, I, like a curious and, you know, natural human being, said, let's see what they're doing here.
Yeah.
And so I was pleasantly surprised to see that this is pretty cool. So I'm happy about that. So check out Construction Camporee. What can you build with duct tape?
Love it. Well, for this week's Wicked Family Friendly event, of course, Halloween is in the air, but for those of us who have little children, we may not want them to be exposed to some of the pretty scary stuff, right? So there's this awesome event going on called Happy Halloween House. It's at the Kaleidoscope Theater in Cranston. They're having an unhaunted fairy tale come true, a kind of fairy tale land Forest going on both Saturday and Sunday from 1 until 5. Now, adults and children get to go to this. There's going to be face painting, coloring stations, character photo ops, and so much more. So it's a really great way to have a fun experience for the kids. They get to go, of course, dressed in these costumes that we were talking about. You get to use again and have it be a not-so-scary experience so that that way they can get a big kick out of this as well. There's going to be, you know, the Frog Prince, the Three Bears, sing-alongs of Snow White, Dancing with Cinderella, all sorts of things. You can even bring a non-perishable item to drop off at Grant for Granny, and she'll make sure that she gets it delivered to the Rhode Island Food Bank. And the Scottish Rite Auditorium, it's on Broad Street, so right in that Patuxent Village area in Cranston, right in front of the roads in the Patuxent. So loads of free parking, really easy to find, but definitely a great event to get more bang out of the buck for that costume that you got going on, but also a nice event if you've got a little kid, so it's not so scary, but they get to have a fun time.
I like it.
Wicked Roadie is proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island. This is a great way for you and your friends and loved ones to learn about awesome opportunities that you can do to volunteer in and around the Ocean State. So what do you have up first, Ben?
The Norman Bird Sanctuary in Middletown is looking for some Welcome Center volunteers. Welcome Center volunteers greet visitors, answer the phones, ring in sales, and help with administrative tasks in their Welcome Center. Center is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. The hours are flexible, so if you're 16 and older, reach out to Becky over there at the Norman Bird Sanctuary and talk to her and say, hey, look, you know, you enjoy the amazing work they do over there, and you want to help and get involved. It's you can't beat the view, that's for sure.
Seriously, stunning. Talk about a little retreat. That sounds lovely.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, the Junior Achievement of Rhode Island is looking for volunteers for JA Inspire. It's a career exploration event at the Rhode Island Convention Center. Now, this event is happening November 20th and 21st through the morning until 1 p.m. They need greeters to board buses, provide an overview of the event, and assist with disembarkation. They also need exhibit hall monitors to prevent students from congregating. Ooh, gotta keep them from congregating, guys. But
keep
you know,
it moving, people. Keep it moving. No congregating.
That's right. And especially they're looking for individuals who are fluent in both Spanish or Portuguese to translate for these students if needed. So that once again is the Junior Achievement of Rhode Island looking for volunteers for later on in November at their big event.
Perfect, perfect. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island or if you're in need of assistance yourself, visit their website or simply dial 211 and you can get connected to the help that you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
If you are going to the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, Ben and I know what you're doing. You're taking out your phones and you're snapping some pretty amazing pics. Well, we want to see those photos, right, Ben?
Absolutely.
Oh, we want to
see. That's critical.
Right?
Show us what you're looking at.
Show us your selfie next time.
Otherwise, we're going to have to come with you next time and just be creepy. So
just narrate the experience.
Yes.
We'll be the laughing pumpkins. Ho, 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 ho.
Can't wait to get that song locked in my head.
For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, obviously you need to make a trip to Roger Williams to park to go check that out. Well, as I said, you know, you're snapping these photos all fall long. We want to make sure that we see them. You can use that hashtag Wicked Roadie, and I would love it if you also took a moment to screenshot listening to this podcast, sharing it in your stories to let other people know that this podcast exists.
It's always very helpful if you want to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners. Just email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com. We have different ways we can do that, or you can just reach out to us on Facebook. We'd love to talk with you.
Amen. Well, until next time, folks, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
All right.